zdaj danes bi povedal čisto drugačno stvar od vsega, kar smo učili, in sicer naše vizije treba še izdelati. Ne? In tu ponavadi en gradnik, ki je ljudje ne pomislijo najn, da je potreben. Ne? Zdaj, da je treba poprevodnike, različne ostale gradnike, ki moramo nekako skup zvedati, tu ni kakorkoli izvedljivo. No, tisto, kar se danes počne večina, naših vrednostnih vizij, gradimo na tiskano vizijo, skoraj da nikakšne druge tehnike gradnje, več več kot kdaj, da bi kakšno drugo gradnje. So, what we have to see today is the assembly of our high-frequency circuits. People usually don't think about it. People only think if they have a good, nice figure in the transistor, if they have a good Q in the quartz resonator, but they don't think that all these components need to be connected together in some way. The solution is to use printed circuit boards or something similar to printed circuit boards. And today we have to look first at the materials we have available for printed circuit boards, the properties of these materials, and the kind of components, the kind of connections we can make on printed circuit boards, because we probably have to respect the characteristic impedance. And maybe if we can build transmission lines on printed circuit boards, we can also use these transmission lines as part of our circuit. No, kje je začela tehnika tiskanih vizij? To je takih najstarejših materialov. Ne? Zdaj, po domače, mu rečemo 15, ne? Nekje v času druge svetovne vojne so tu v Ameriki, se zmislili na ta način, bi se podali, poceniti izdelavo radijskih sprijemnikov, ne? Tu je fenolna smola in papir, ne? Kakšenkrat boste videli tudi za oznako, da to je stvar FR2, ne? Zdaj, kaj ta FR2 pomeni, to je zelo hudo vprašanje, ne? So, the first material was phenolic laminate, based on phenolic resin and paper. Paper is the binding material. And some copper plating on it. This material is also called FR2. Now, what FR2 means is a question. This abbreviation FR usually means flame retardant number 2. This thing burns very well. So I've seen this thing burning like gasoline. But they call it flame retardant. The RF performance, both mechanical performance, toplotne in električne, so zelo vprašljive. To je preprosto poceni material. So, material based on paper and phenolic resin has poor mechanical performance. This thing is brittle, breaks easily. Has poor thermal performance. If you put soldering iron for too long time, it starts burning. It has poor electrical performance. It has high agent, high loss agent. Kar danes večina naših vizij gradimo, gradimo na laminatu ki je osnovan na epoksidni smoli in termini iz steklenih vlaken. So most of the printed circuit boards today are manufactured out of glass fiber epoxy laminate. So epoxy is the resin, and glass fiber web as the carrier material. Temu po naše pa so več prečeli po hitro plan. Kakšen krat je kratica GD10 za to, lahko tudi FR4. Ne? No, vitroplast ima boljše mehanske lastnosti, to predvsem mehanske lastnosti je res to trdna stvar. Tudi najboljše toplotne spajkanje boljše preživi. In tudi električne lastnosti niso toliko slabe. Se pravi, mehanske lastnosti, the mechanical properties is excellent because glass fiber and epoxy is a good material. Aircraft can be built out of this material. Malo slabše so toplotne. So the thermal properties are mainly bound to the epoxy, which the epoxy can handle. Toplotne lastnosti so tukaj kar smola drži, ampak na vitroplast koncu se lahko prvočimo na normalno spajkanje z spajko svitko. So, glass fiber epoxy laminates can handle normal temperature loading while soldering with soft solder, so with thin lead eutectic alloy. Go. In električne lastnosti imamo en epsilon relativnik je tam nekje od 4 pa mogoče vse do 6. Odvisno od frekvence. Se pravi, pada z frekvence. So the electric constant of glass fiber epoxy is between 4 and 6. It depends slightly on the mixture ratio, how much resin, how much glass fiber do we have in it. And it's decreasing with frequency, resulting in a loss tangent of 0.02. Tangens delta približno 0.2, kar pomeni kvaliteta kondenzatorja 50. Ne? Ni to ravno nek super kondenzator, če ima kvaliteta 50, ampak je dokaj dober kondenzator. Ne? No, tukaj sem vam skopiral podatke z FR4, kako izgleda z vitroplast, kako izgleda potek in dielektričnost, zgornja je dielektričnost, ne? Spodaj je so here I copy a sample of data of standard FR4 flame retardant for also glass fiber epoxy laminate to burn. They don't burn as well as FR4. They are not flame retardant. I've seen them burning. I don't. Vidimo, da po grafiki sem dal, da dielektrična konstanta pada za frekvenco, kar je značilno za vse dielektrike. So for all the electrics, it is well known that the electric constant with the frequency decays. For X-rays, there are no dielectrics available. and every decay of the electric constant is coupled to losses, to resonance losses. And that's where the tangent delta comes from the Lassander box. So that's how cool it's the plot, etc. Mamo boljše materiale, kjer rabimo, če potrebujemo, recimo, nižje kupe. Mamo lahko kombinacijo ne več epoksidne smole, pač pa teflona in neke tkanine. Ne? So for higher frequencies, for lower losses, we try to use a better substrate for our circuit. And one solution is to have Teflon-based substrates, like this one. This one. Even a multi-layer circuit made from Teflon laminate, that's a Veslojny, Teflonski laminate. No, kakšne so lesnosti, ne? So what is the performance of Teflon-based laminate? Električna konstanta je lahko tukaj nekje od 2,2 do 2,6. So the electric constant of Teflon-based laminates usually goes from 2.2 to 2.6, depending on the ratio between Teflon glass fiber or other kind of woven. In tangens delta je velikost razreda 10-krat manjši, so the loss tangent is at least one order of magnitude smaller than from
Spravi, 10-krat nižje izgube lahko pričakujemo manj teflonom
v primerjavi z z No, teflon ima sicer zelo lepe električne lastnosti, ampak ima svoje težave. Ne? So the teflon has a problem that it's soft. This is a very, very soft material. Če pogledamo recimo tukaj ploče iz teflona, da, to je plošča iz dvostranskega elementa. Lahko tudi pod roko poskusi se, da je ta stvar precej mehka. So you can try it under your hand that Teflon laminate is very soft. Ima problem, da je nezdružljiv. Z FR4. Tu je danes slaba lastnost, zakaj? Zato, ker danes, če je karkoli bolj komplicirano vezje, bi mi radi gradili, ne? Bi radi gradili več slojno vezje in mi ne moramo laminirati teflona na podlago iz FR4. So the teflon is chemically incompatible both with FR4 laminate, so we cannot make a multi-layer board that has teflon on top of it. And we can, it's very difficult to plate through holes in teflon. Se pravi, metalizacija luka do teflonske laminato je tudi zelo zagamana stvar, zahteva svojo kemijo. Ne? Ni ta običajna kemija od FR4. So plating through holes in so, so very, very tough in teflon. In še ena stvar, kar imamo, teflon ima visok temperaturni koeficient. The teflon has a very high coefficient of thermal expansion. And this is a problem if your circuit is heating up or cooling down. The thermal expansion of teflon is so large that it's going to break the solder joints. Teflon se lahko toliko segreje, pri segrevanju, pri ohlajanju, ima izredno velik toplotni razredek. In tu je ena od značilnosti teflona. Ne? In tu so problem s pajkanjem tukaj. Ne? So solder joints are problem. A real problem because of this thermal expansion of teflon based laminates. Zdaj, če gremo pogledati, kaj se je industrija zaradi tega razvila. Industrija je šla razvijati nove materijale, ogljikovodike, ki imajo podobne lastnosti kot FR4, in imajo tiste električne lastnosti od teflonskih laminatov. So the industry today, maybe already 10 years ago, started working on new materials. They may reach the losses of teflon laminates, but are manufactured and processed exactly in the same way as FR4. To je ta bela stvar, ki bi povedal. Ki imajo dielektričnost nekje med 3 do 4, ne? In imajo tudi majhen tangens delta, ne? Tangens delta, tudi velikost, naredno nič velik. Ampak so združljivi. They are compatible with FR4 laminates and prepregs. Se pravi, takšne oblikovodike so združljivi z FR4. Tukaj vam lahko pokažem eno sodobno ploščico. Kako je narejena? Tu je več slojno tiskano vezje in samo gornji sloj so oglikovodiki. Spodaj je navadna vitroplast in jasno, dobro, oglikovodik so kupili ta zadrjena, nekaj vitroplast so kupili zadrjena, vmes so pa dali preprek. Preprek je še nepolimeriziran vitroplast, kada se prešel, pa potem pod primerno temperaturo in tiskam spolimerizira tudi, da se združi skupaj, da naredite več svojih skrbnih. So, this is an example of a multi-layer board that includes this hydrocarbon laminate on one side, the white thing here. And below we have standard FR4. This was manufactured, in the manufacturer used, so, hydrocarbon laminate on top, FR4 on the bottom, and in the middle they put standard FR4 prepreg. What is a prepreg? A prepreg is FR4 that is not polymerized yet. This is just glass fiber woven, impregnated with resin, but the resin is not yet polymerized. And this, in the manufacturing process, this is pressed together, heat it up to 150 degrees centigrade to start the polymerization and to make the multilayer bond.
2 years, nasha reshipka. Dobro.
Zdaj, če imamo pokno radinarja, obstaja še kakšna druga rešitev, kako se da narediti, ne? So we have lots of money to spend not just on the base material, but also on the manufacturing process. We can try to make our circuits out of alumina ceramic. Se pravi, poskušamo narediti naša vezija iz aluminijeve keramike. So aluminum oxide may take different forms. In the crystal form, this is sapphire, the precious stone. But in the amorphous form, it's ceramic. It has good, very good electrical properties. Very high, the electric potent. The electricity je okul deset, the aluminium ceramic. And much more than 10.8. Odvisno tudi koliko gosta. So depending on the density of this ceramic, is around 10 electric. Very low tangent delta. Ta stvar je pod nič celih nič ena. Ne? V celotnem področju mikrovalov, če naredimo aluminijeva keramika, dovolj se stavlja. Tako da, aluminijeva keramika vsekakor je material, ki ima zelo dobre lesnosti. Ne? Samo tukaj težava je ne samo cena materijala, začetna, s katerim startamo. So the problem is not just the cost of the ceramic itself, but also working ceramic. Tudi obdelava keramike, se pravi diamantne žage, pa lasersko vrtanje lukasov. Diamond sauce and laser cold drilling. So, all very expensive processes to do anything about this. Ceramic is very expensive. It is far the best material you can think of. But it is usually too expensive for the circuits today. Maybe 20, 30 years ago, professional electronics, military electronics had some parts of the circuits built on the ceramics. No longer today, this is way too expensive. Danas je predraga keramika, da bi karkoli zoom počeli, ne? Ja, imamo tudi možnost teflon plus keramika. Ki ga dobimo z epsilon relativni je 6, alpa epsilon relativni je 10. So we may have teflon-based laminates that are filled with ceramics to increase the dielectric constant if we may want to have in our circuit to have a very high dielectric constant. So maybe if you are building resonators, to build the resonator small, then that makes sense to high epsilon. Kakšne stvari lahko zdaj na tiskanem vezju naredimo? So, what kind of components, what kind of interconnects can we manufacture on a printed circuit board? Zdaj, verjetno, če gledamo preprosto enostransko tiskano vezje, lahko na tem tiskanem vezju tukaj naredimo tak usporedni govor. Made out of copper, symmetrical transmission line. To a backer. Huh? You can abbiamo un bilancio vecchio simmetrici di trovate. So this could be called a symmetric line. This is perhaps the simplest thing to do. It is used sometimes in high-speed digital logic. Symmetrici involvati che sono credo parabili a chitri logici presi. Drugače mi pa za naše visokofrekvenčne vezje pirajši imeli neke, kar ima skupno ravnina masa. So for our radio frequency circuits, we would prefer to have some kind of construction technique that is not just part of the circuit, it's not just transmission lines, it also acts as a relay. No, I taka rešitu je mikrotrakasti vod. So such a solution is a microstrip line. Per mikrotrakastem vodu pustimo na eni strani u celoti bakreno folijo. So in a microstrip line, we leave the copper foil and add on one side to act as a ground plate. Ground. Mamo, where so we have the electric, hopefully the best one we can choose. In na tem dielektriku gradimo zdaj naš mikrotrakast. So, this kind of design is called a microstrip line. Mikrotrakast. In mikrotrakasti vod je danes stvar, ki je deleč najbolj se uporablja. Recimo, tak primer, grobi primer je, tiste mogoče se plavke, ki se ta okoli poprve. Recimo, taka plavka, to je primer mikrotrakastih vodov. So this is a typical example of a microstrip line we have. Ground all over the place from one side and we have our microstrip lines on the other side. Na drugi strani imamo mikrotrakaste vodnike, ne? To je delež najbolj običajnega. En malčko se moram tudi opozoriti tukaj na imena. So please take care about the names here because the names don't always follow a logical convention of what is called in a certain way. No, če imamo na razpolago samo enostransko tiskano vezje, no, ne samo enostransko tiskano vezje, dosti krat v čipih si lahko privoščimo eno samo raven metalizacije, oziroma če imamo več ravni metalizacije, so preblizu skupaj, da bi uspeli narediti. So, not just in single-sided printed circuit boards, also in microchips, we can only afford one layer of metallization. Or if we have more layers, they are far too close together to build a low-loss microstrip line, so we have to work with just one line. In v tem primeru lahko naredimo tako imenovani koplanarni vod. In this case, we can use the so-called coplanar waveguide. So this is the central conductor, this is one ground from one side. And from the other side we also have ground. So here we have signal. Tukaj in naš generator For Crookes Motto KMS, our generator is connected in the single line and the ground line, because of microstrip. In the case of the symmetrical line, the generator is connected symmetrically to the generator, to the capovision of symmetric and attack symmetric. Kepa u permjeru koplanarnega voda, u permjeru koplanarnega voda, naš generator vježemo tukaj, tu bo signal, tu bo ground, in tu bo ground. So the ground, we have two grounds, both connected to one side of the generator, the other side of the generator is connected to the signal line in between. Temu se reče tudi koplanarni vod. So this is a coplanar waveguide or CPW. Kratica CP dvojni V za coplanar. Tako da tu je druga tako vezja, ki ga dosti krat uporabljajo, ampak ni mogoče tako prilagodljivo, kakor mikrotrakarsko vezje. So microstrip is perhaps the best use, the most useful of all possible lines, but there are other possible configurations. Lahko imamo ozemljen koplanarni vod. So, we may have a grounded koplanar waveguide. Stem, da imamo en signalni vod v sredini, ne? Have a signal line between, this is signal. We have one ground here. We have the other ground here. This is ground, and we have also ground below. Tako da v tem primeru, ko se reče tudi ozemljen, koplanarni, oziroma grounded koplanar waveguide. Kje priključimo tukaj naš generator? Naš generator priključimo tukaj vmes med signalni vod in med vse ostale. Ne? So all grounds are connected in parallel in this case. Frequently, grounds have via holes to equalize the potential. Dosti krat te mase imajo via luknje, ki povežejo maso na eni strani za maso na drugi strani. So, grounds frequently have via holes to connect both grounds from both sides in as many places as possible. No, tako lahko vidite, recimo, kam so šli ste plačiti. Ta je tak primer. Tu vez je tukaj je navadno mikrotrakarski vod, tu je pa tak ozemljen koplanarni vod, ki ima na tej strani maso, ima maso na tej strani in ima via luken, se tudi izenačka potencijalno. So, an example is here. This is standard microstrip line. This here. But this line here has ground on this side, it has two grounds on this side, connected with plated via hose. So this is also a good technical solution in some occasions. Provided that we can equalize the potentials of both sides with via hose. Imamo tudi še kakšen bel eksotičen vod, ki ga uporabljamo.
Ki bi rekel, v karantenah.
So there are more exotic lines that may be used, for instance, with antennas. With antennas, we make many antennas are designed using a slot line. Se pravi, kar nekaj anten je načrtovanih na ta način, da uporablja režast vod. Ne? Kaj je to režast vod? Preprosto razširitev naša simetričnega voda. So, our symmetrical waveguide made much wider. So I have one side, have the other side here, copper plating. And I have a gap in between. Vmes imam režo, ne? Tukaj vmes je režo. Temu bi rekel režasti vod. Po angleško slot light. Kam priključimo generator? Tukaj generator priključimo med oba voda. Ne? So the generator is connected in the two. But so these parts are very, very wide. Maybe infinitely wide. With some kind of antennas. A slot line is frequently used to feed antennas. It's not as much useful in electronic circuits. Elektronskih vezih mogoče režasti vod ni toliko uporaben, kolikor je stvar uporabna v antenah. Ja, imate tudi kakšno posebnost, ne? So, some further solutions are possible. Say. Leave the copper foil unedged on both sides of the double-sided circuit board. Pustimo na obeh straneh nejedkano pokrjeno folijo. So we have unedged copper foils on both sides. It just looks like a parallel plate capacitor right now. But we insert via holes. Dodamo via lukne. Dodamo via lukne, ki spajajo obej strani bakra. Ne? So we add via holes to interconnect both sides. And we have put another row of via holes here. In u tem prostoru u mes, zdaj su prostor to prodobim valovod. So, here I really have two additional metal walls here. So here I have my rectangular waveguide. In a rectangular waveguide for the fundamental mode, I can insert the generator here. Tukaj lahko preklopim generator na tako. In temu se reče tudi kratica SIL. Substrate. Integrated waveguide. Tudi tak prenosen vod se da narediti, ne? To je ena možnost. Ne? No, zdaj, če pa imamo tehnologijo večslojnih vezi, se lahko prvočimo tudi sandvič, več vodov. So, if we have multi-layer printed circuit board manufacturing available, we can afford also a sandwich design. In pri tem sandviču ponavadi pustimo spodaj bakra po celotni površini, we leave the ground copper from below, we leave the ground copper on top, in signal level, nekaj ugradimo, nekaj v sredino. So the signal line may be embedded in this structure, somewhere in the middle of the structure. Kamper, ključimo zdaj generator. Generator priključimo sem, ne tako, da imamo sponko signal na tem vodu in imamo maso tukaj. Ne? We have two grounds here and here. Takšnemu vodu se reče trakasti vod. So this is called strip line. Zdaj upam, da razumete, kje je razlika od trakastega voda do mikrotrakastega voda. Sta dva različna izraza in prosim ne tega zamešati. So, here be careful not to mix up the expression. Strip line is usually called this sandwich type construction. While microstrip has ground only on one side. Also, microstrip has air on top. Mikrotrakast vod ima epsilon nič tukaj, ima zrak. Ne? Tudi ta vod, simetrični vod, ima epsilon nič tukaj, ima epsilon nič tukaj. Tudi koplanarni vod ima zrak tukaj, ima zrak tukaj. Ne? Ja, ozemljeni koplanarni vod ima nekaj zraka na vrhu. There is some air also above grounded coplanar waveguide. There is air also above and below slot line. Pod. Ampak te dva, trakasti vod in siv, imaste pa samo epsilon relativni. So, in the case of a substrate integrated waveguide or a strip line, the electric field is electromagnetic field is completely confined inside the dielectric epsilon relative. There is no electric field outside in the air like in the case of the microstrip line or coplanar wave. No, in tu bo zdaj tudi z tega sledijo tudi razlike, ne, med enim in drugim vodom. Ne? Kakve so? No, zdaj, kako mi lahko zračunamo lastnosti? So, what are the properties of these transmission lines? Zagotovo ena lastnost, ki nas zanima, če so le prečne izmere dovolj majhne, torej imamo enodimenzijsko nalogo, je karakteristična impedanca. So, one property that certainly bothers us is the characteristic impedance of a line, if we can deal the line as a one-dimensional problem, not a three-dimensional problem. Se pravi, tu pomeni, če so prečne izmere majhne napram valovni dolžini. Ne? No, kdaj so prečne izmere majhne napram valovni dolžini? Prečne izmere, če gremo pogledati tukaj, ne, recimo, tutiska dovezija je tukaj, je načrtovano dela z valovno dolžino 30 do 40 cm. So this printed circuit board here is designed to work with the wavelength of between 30 and 40 centimeters. The cross section of the microstrip line is just a few millimeters. So 100 times less than the wavelength. So this is certainly a one-dimensional circuit. Tu je lahko rečemo, da je tu enodimenzijsko vizijo. No, per enodimenzijsko vizijo, se lahko pogovarjamo o induktivnosti na enoto dolžine, o kapacitivnosti na enoto dolžine, ne? In lahko tudi rečemo karakteristična impedanca, je korijen iz induktivnostne enoto dolžine z kapacitivnostjo na enoto dolžine. In lahko se pogovarjamo o hitrosti valovanja, nekaj pa ena z korijenom iz induktivnostne enoto dolžine krat kapacitivnostne enoto dolžine. So in the case of a 1D problem, so with transmission lines with a relatively small cross sections compared to the wavelength, we can talk about inductors per unit length, capacitors per unit length, characteristic impedance, and velocity of phase velocity of our transmission line. Kako takšne stvari izračunati zdaj za mikrotrakasti vodo? So how to calculate in this way the microstrip line? The microstrip line is for us the most important building block. For mikrotrakast vode je za nas najpomembnejši gradnik, s katerim bomo delali. No, spet poskušam narišem slikco. In mikrotrakast vode bo imel bakar v celoti po eni strani, ne? So the microstrip line is going to have copper for the ground on one whole side of the microstrip board. Bomo imeli eno podlago, ki ima eno dielektrično strip. In ta podlaga ima tukaj debelino. So the thickness of our substrate, we are going to mark it with H. No in na gornji strani bomo izjedkali naš mikrotrakast vod tukaj. Ne? We're going to etch our microstrip transmission line on top of our in širino mikrotrakastega voda bomo označili s dvojnim V. So the width of our microstrip line is going to be marked up. Celoten vod ima dolžino, koliko je pač dolga ploščica tukaj, ne, so the whole length is L. No, in zdaj, koliko je zdaj za takšen vod induktivnostna enota dolžine in kapacitivnostna enota dolžine? S tem, da se moram zavedati, da tukaj zgoraj, nad vsem skupaj, imamo še zrak, so above our microstrip surface, we have L. This is FR4. Allora, teflonski laminato, al capo ci mamma, non è il laminato. Zdaj, če bi mi pogledali tukaj eno preprosto električno so looking at a simple solution for the electric field. Here certainly we have electric field lines under our microstrip. In kapacitivnost, ki bi jo tukaj ven dobili, ne, bi bila zdaj čemu enaka? Kapacitivnost, ki jo dobimo, tukaj bi bila, dobro, dielektričnost podlage, epsilon nič, epsilon negativni, razmak med ploščama kondenzator je H, ne? Površina plošč je dvojni V krat L. Ne? So our, the capacitance of our capacitor now is, the area of the plates is W times L, divided by the spacing of the two plates of the theta in the dielectric epsilon relative. No, in če bi na podoben način poskušali izračunati chain vplivnost, so trying to find the inductivity in the same way, we could say that under the conductor we have the magnetic field in this direction. Induktivnost bi pa bila enaka mi nič, ne, kar pač mi imamo posod mi nič, tukaj imamo mi nič, tukaj imamo mi nič. So we have all everywhere mu zero, so we have no magnetic permeability materials. And the inductivity is proportional to the area of the coil. Induktivnosti so razmerna preseku tega narga magnetnega polja. In naš presek je zdaj H krat L. So H times L is the cross section of our magnetic flux. And the length of this flux is the length W. Ja, samo zdaj moramo zavedati se nekaj, ne? Da mi smo tukaj popolnoma zanemarli streseno polje. So what we neglected here was the stray electric and magnetic field. The electric field lines are not just under the conductor, the electric field lines are also here. They are even here. And we didn't consider this electric field lines here. So since we have more electric field lines than we consider, the real capacitance is larger. Kar tudi nismo upoštevali, da te silnice magnetnega polja se morajo nekje nadaljevati. So we didn't consider that the magnetic field lines have to form closed tracks. There is some magnetic field above our microstrip and it's weak, but it adds up to the result. And the magnetic field lines are actually longer than W. Silnice magnetnega polja so resnici daljše kot dvojni V. Mi smo vzeli samo tenke polje najmočnejše, ampak resnici so silnice daljše. Kar pomeni, da tudi resnična induktivnost bo zaradi tega manjša od tiste induktivnosti, ki smo jo dobili. Ne? Pravzaprav tu ta naš približek bi veljal kadar je širina traku dosti, dosti večja od debeline podlage. So this approximation could be valid when the width of the microstrip is much larger than the height of the substrate. Then we have most of the field under the microstrip and this calculation will be correct. In most practical instances, the result we get in this way is totally wrong. V večini primerov, če ne upoštevamo stresnega polja, dobimo popolnoma napačen rezultat. Tukaj treba le upoštevati točne izraze tukaj. Ne? Kakšne so naše številke? Pa dajmo si pogledati zdaj en zgled tukaj. So let's try to look at an example. To see what am I talking about. Naš zekan, ne, po tej pribišku, dečku, je bil koliko, bi bil zdaj temljena enota dolžine, srna enota dolžine, se pravi, bi bil koren iz tukaj, lena enota dolžine je mi nič, epsilon nič, epsilon relativni, tukaj imam v z h, h z dvojnim v-jem, ne? L sem pokrajšal, ker sem pisal, since I wrote in activity to the unit length, the capacity to unit length, L cancels out of my equation. Ta stvar pride naprej, če pospeljem je zdaj v z h tukaj, ne? Sprav napisal narobe. So, made it wrong. Induktivnost je h z dvojnim v. In kapacitivnost je dvojni v z h. Ne? I mixed up.
Dobar dan.
Jaz sem vajet tukaj še noter danes.
Ja, jaz sem rezerviral predavalenco od enih do petih.
Ja, jaz sem pa redne vaja od dveh do šestih.
Ja, lejte, meni se, sem prašal v denski pisarni, imam rezervacijo, lahko greva prašal.
Semester še traja.
Semester še traja, jaz sem prašal, dejte mi na predavalenca, ko moramo nameščati predavanje. So mi dali to predavalenco tukaj.
Ja, jaz rabim računalniško predavanje.
Ja, dobro, dejte, greva v študentsko pisarno, se to govori.
Prvo, drugo, treba.